Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know the Weekend of June 15th, 2019. To get you started, Notre Dame is back. The famous Paris landmark will hold its first Mass on Saturday evening since a devastating fire there in April. The Mass will be a tiny service, though, with only about 20 attendees, all of whom will be wearing hard hats as a security precaution. But a French television station will stream the service. It took more than 400 firefighters to put out the April blaze, but not before it destroyed the building's signature spire and parts of the roof. Hong Kong has suspended a controversial bill that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China. Chief Executive Carrie Lam said that she made the move in response to widespread public unhappiness over the measure, though she previously said that delaying the bill would only cause more anxiety in society.
The intensity of this 4 months is quite unprecedented. For a bill proposed by the government to have this intensity of discussion, so I would say that while we will continue to do the communication and explanation, there is very little merit to be gained to delay the bill. It will just cause more anxiety and divisiveness in society.
Critics have said the bill would allow China to target political opponents in the former British colony and could undermine its judicial independence. It's also been suggested that the bill could threaten relations between the U.S. and Hong Kong and could discourage foreign visitors and business. The special administrative region and city has seen widespread protests over the proposed measure. Next up, the U.S. women's national team is back in action Sunday after a historic 13-0 whooping of Thailand in their opening match Tuesday. That score was the largest margin of victory ever in a Women's World Cup game, leading some observers to criticize the team for celebrating each goal so strongly. Others, they were more focused on the extreme inequality in the sport that such a scoreline showed. Chile on Sunday will possibly provide a stronger test. They lost to Sweden in their opening game 2-0, but were level until the 83rd minute. However, their world ranking is 39. Thailand's was 34, while the U.S. is ranked as the top team in the world. We'll just have to wait and see. You can tune in at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox. Amanda Knox is in Italy this weekend, where she'll participate in a panel titled Trial by Media. The event comes as part of the Festival of Criminal Justice organized by the Italy Innocence Project. Knox, a former American exchange student, was released from Italian prison after being wrongfully convicted and incarcerated for the sexual assault and 2007 murder of her roommate, British student Meredith Kircher. Knox is back in Italy for the first time since 2011, when an appeals court acquitted her. But not everyone is happy with her appearance. Francesco Maresca, a lawyer for the Kircher family, told the Associated Press that Knox taking part was inappropriate. And last up, happy Father's Day. Stores and restaurants are offering special discounts and freebies on Sunday to show their dad appreciation, with everything from buy one, get one free deals to entire free meals at some restaurants. The National Retail Federation's annual survey says that Americans are expected to spend an estimated $16 billion on gifts for dad this year, up from last year's $15.3 billion and more than ever before. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your podcasts. That includes the Google Home, the Amazon Echo, and more. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review. 5 Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, What we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.